this man who has more money than sense recreated a game that's literally about the abuses and horrors of capitalism.
That's a joke, right?
I listen to music for the music.
Be so for real.
I'm dead fucking serious.
You don't know what the lyrics are to Super Graphic Ultra Modern Girl?
No.
We're going to go home and have a sing-along because that's unacceptable behavior.
I am finding myself, I am becoming more aware of how many songs I know but don't know the words to at all. Like, I don't know the words to them at all. Like, so
that
even...
That is so wild. We watched a TikTok about the, like, lyrics people versus...
Music. Only music.
Yeah, you're only definitely music. The music person.
I also, I just want to know real quick. Yes. I just ate some really spicy food.
Oh, we're doing it?
Yeah, we're on.
Oh, we're live.
Yeah.
From New York City.
Hello. I'm actually so mad right now that I'm actually remembering that... Hi, I'm Aaron.
Oh, hi, I'm Mickey. This is We Should Unpack This.
Yes. And this is our 50th episode.
It is! And joyous day.
In true form and fashion,
stop.
We have come full around. I am so ready to hate today.
Oh, me too.
I am so...
But this is not being a hating ass.
No,
this is like talking about people who are awful.
Righteous. And I knew it too, and I've known it.
Same.
I've known, like, same. You can just, I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm going to look at the camera for this. You can fucking see it in people's eyes.
Yes.
You can fucking tell.
If
you have any sense of social, I don't know if it's the trauma or something, like, you can fucking see it in people's eyes.
You can
like,
feel
I know, I don't know if it's, I'm not autistic because you guys have told me I'm not, but eye contact thing, like, I will look into your soul. Like, if we're on a date, like, I'm fucking locked in.
You are the eye contact.
Like, I am not the best, but if we're like, if something's important, I am.
Yeah, you're locked
I am
in.
the active listener.
You know what's funny?
Tell me.
I was sending voice memos back and forth with Hannah today because
okay, we love Hannah.
Hannah and I, yes, we do. Shout out to Hannah. We went to Vid Summit together back in the day.
Oof.
Hannah and I have a whole podcast episode about it on Thanks We Hate It, mm-hmm. RIP. For the time being, it might come back, but just you know, it's a
for
lot.
The time being, RIP.
Hannah has a lot on her plate.
It's like how they used to do the mummies. It's like in its thing. Nope, because they took all the organs out.
Yeah.
Never mind. Continue.
No.
Your organs are still, in fact,
we're in,
intact.
We're like cryonics. Yeah.
Crayons?
Cryonics. You're frozen.
Cryonics. I don't know what that is. I think that's nothing.
Frozen.
Cryo. Yeah, like
they... Cryogenic.
Yeah, like in some science fiction, they put people to sleep in
yes,
cryogenic chambers.
Yes, you're asleep.
You're slumbering. You're resting.
Thanks We Hate
you're
It.
You're hibernating.
Thanks We Hate It is hibernating.
Like a bear. You're my
no,
bear.
No, Hannah has a lot on her plate, and she does the editing, so it's on a long-term hiatus
anyways.
For the time being. But we have a whole episode on that
yes.
podcast where we talked about how much we hated Vid Summit. And one of the things that I said
say
to
it,
Hannah while we were there that I didn't put in the episode, I don't think,
no, because
you didn't, I was
because
trying
I...
not to be an asshole, is that at Vid Summit, they had these cardboard cutouts of Mr. Beast, Jimmy, everywhere. They were like all around everywhere.
Weird.
Which is weird in the first place. But second of all, we were just walking around, Hannah and I
yeah.
like... elbowed her and pointed at one of the things and I was like, Hannah. And she was like, what? And I was like, look at his eyes. And she was like, what? And I was like, look at his eyeballs in the cardboard cutout. And I was like, those are spooky, man. He's dead behind the eyes. Like there is something spooky and weird
yeah.
going on. And I was like, who knows? Maybe there's just like it's an AI generated face. And so
probably was.
That's
probably was,
why it's creepy, right? It's entirely possible that that's the case. But I just the way that he emotes has never sat right with me, you know.
And
especially if you're a fellow autistic, you will resonate probably with the like pattern recognition thing, where like sometimes people irk you and you don't know why.
But something.
But it's
off.
Like a pattern recognition thing that like autistic brains are really good at.
Yeah.
And so it's like a thing where you're like, no, I don't. There's something about that person that's just not right. Aaron's grabbing his putty. So, yeah, we're fresh and ready to be hating asses today. We just got back from our vacation, which mm-hmm. granted it was a work trip for you. So I think it's probably a little less fun.
Still fun.
But honestly, I enjoyed myself a lot. I Have also had many epiphanies about setting better boundaries with myself and the internet.
You've been doing so good.
Thank you.
With your boundaries. Thank I feel like, you. I think that's just such a testament to, and like, even someone who works with people on boundaries every fucking day.
Yeah.
And talks about boundaries and makes YouTube videos about boundaries.
Do as I say and we not do as I do.
But like, there's still so much, like, it's never, I think that's why it's so nice the way you position your content too, is like, you're not like the know-it-all therapist with the armor.
Never.
Like, you, like, we are very much, you are very much still.
Yes.
We're all just figuring it out. No one knows shit about shit, you know?
There's a footer on my website that says, let's get our shit together, together.
Yeah.
And that's like very the energy because like I'm also, that's, I think the other thing about boundaries though is that it's a continually evolving process, right? I tell my clients that all the time that like, it's not like getting to a finish line and then you're done. It's like a continual, because like things change and circumstances will like, you know, be sort of fluid. And so you have to adapt to that as you go. So part of my adapting with my new boundaries is being online less, which I think will be really good for my mental health. But anyways, vacation was very refreshing. I enjoyed it. You probably enjoyed it a little less because you had to work.
I enjoyed it. I still enjoyed it.
But we had a lot of fun together.
Such a good time.
Regardless, the fresh, the renewed energy has given us the life force to be haters today.
And I'm ready. We had some, it's like every time we go on vacation or something, I feel like everything pops off at the same time.
Oh my God.
We needed everyone to take a pause.
Yes.
Everyone did the opposite.
Oh my God.
We had Kamala stepped in.
Yes.
The presidential race.
Yes. We're having Kamala Brat Summer.
Announced
Wills George is his last name.
Waltz. God damn. Like,
he's kind of great, actually.
Hit and a hit.
Like, let's be clear that, like, all politicians are bastards. Suck. And also, I kind of like him.
But also, too, I need everyone to touch some grass. And, like, the options, let's be fucking for real. Biden stepping out of the race, God bless.
I know.
Like, whoever is in charge of everything, I don't know if they're down there, if they're up there. I don't know who's running the simulation.
Thank you for
that one. Everyone needed that W.
Yes.
Have you seen Trump being like, Biden, will you join the race back again? It's embarrassing.
Stop. They don't not
have
say that.
They don't have a single fucking, there's not a single fresh idea in that old goddamn fucking brain of his.
No. I was going to say, I don't think there's a single fresh idea like anywhere over
but
there.
Damn, it's just so funny to watch Republicans fucking self-destruct because they can't just say, oh, he's old. Well, guess
or,
what
like,
now?
Make fun of his stutter or whatever. Yeah.
Like, good job.
Also,
congrats.
Can I just say that I recognize that like Kamala is essentially a cop, right? There's lots of problematic things about her past that like I fundamentally disagree with, and also like I refuse to let people steal my joy that we have like for the first time a black woman on the ballot to be president. Like, that's a big deal, and like it's looking like kind of hopeful actually that she might win.
All they had
to do, I refuse to let people steal my fucking joy about that. Like, just
literally
stop it.
All Democrats had to do was like try like this much. They like literally try this much, make some funny TikToks.
Yes.
And they fucking
I know we talked about Imani from Crutches and Spice last time, but like, I mean, she just stays being right.
Imani deserves a fucking That was such a good one. Imani deserves a payout because literally like the roadmap.
And many awards because she was right. She's been talking for months about how the Democratic Party, if they made just a minor shift to be instead of like anti-Trump, being like pro-future and like being the hopeful party, that things would look very different. And like, lo and behold,
it's
been a very short amount of time.
I don't care.
And things have really... wound themselves up.
I genuinely don't care. I live in the real world, and like
this
is as much as a W as it can be.
Yes.
Does everything still suck? Yeah, but you know where it sucks a lot fucking more?
Yeah.
With Trump. So like if this is where we are, then like the bar is so low.
I'll
take fucking.
Well, and just as a brief disclaimer also, I recognize that like operating within the bounds of a two-party system sucks.
Trash,
and it's like
obviously.
Kind of like the fallacy of choice, right? It's like the thing that you do to toddlers.
It is the fallacy of choice.
Where like you tell them like you can have bath time first or we can read a story.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like the outcome is you're still going to bed. And I recognize that. And also the kind of like full-scale revolution that a lot of people are advocating for in saying that like don't vote for anybody or like vote third party or whatever, like that kind of like upheaval is great in theory,
not good
in practice, especially for marginalized people, right? Like, what are your disabled loved ones going to do when we start lighting everything on fire, right? Like, what is the material impact of that on people of color, on disabled people, on people who are, like, impoverished, right? Like, that, like, the material impact of that matters. And I think to say Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are the same is, like, so disingenuous and not helpful.
Well, and because also, too, that shit just comes from such a place of privilege where people don't... The people who get to say that aren't affected by the decision. Like,
no, absolutely.
Like, you and me are would probably be fine either which way. That's not the fucking point, though.
No, exactly.
It's like, again, like, no one is free until all of us are free. Like, I don't understand. Actually, Walt said something about rights. I saw a thing from Edward. The pie.
The pie
and
thing,
I
know.
I was like, is this happening right now in real life? Did I, like...
I know.
No one loses... I can't remember how he described. Do you remember?
Yeah, he was saying rights aren't like a damn pie. It's not like somebody loses some and someone else gains some. He's like, there's enough to go around for everybody.
Just pie for everyone.
Is so true.
Let everyone have pie. Fuck, man.
Yes. And like, obviously, Kamala Harris is not my ideal choice, but I think it's certainly a step in the right direction.
Someone at least who's not four times our age.
I know. And
fuck,
I think,
man.
Also, it like buys us some time.
Literally buys us some time.
Create some like permanent barriers to entry for Donald Trump so that we're not staring down the barrel of a gun every election until that man dies.
No, goddamn.
Because like, I think the time to be voting third party or like making radical choices on a candidate is when we have like Kamala Harris as the incumbent and then like somebody else as like a slightly less radical option, you know?
I refused, because 2016 and on, essentially, I refused to spend my fucking life miserable and sad, like, and fucking mad and angry. I'm gonna spend it mad, don't you worry.
Yeah,
but about
fair.
The things I want to be angry about.
Yeah. Well, and about things that, like, are material that we can, like, change and affect, you know?
So, like, if I get one synapse, I don't know what it is when your brain puts them together of happiness, of joy, of
synapses,
a little bit of hope. Like, I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna take it, guys. I'm gonna take the little wins that we can and, like, does the system at large fucking suck?
Yes, obviously.
It does. And
but
like, wow, good jeez.
We're the same person.
We are. Our brains, like, especially, like, when we hang out with people.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, I just want to be like, Punkin, stop fucking, like, I was going to say that first.
I'm like, stop. Like,
oh, my God.
So
we were hanging out with one of our best friends.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, back to back to back, you were like, we said, like, and oh, yeah. Like,
yeah, we were like,
same,
oh. And then we were like, wow, we're the same person.
At the same exact fucking time.
Yeah, it was
it's
like
so,
same cadence and camber and everything.
It
was really embarrassing, but also kind of cute. Yeah.
I love it so much.
I'm not mad at it. So, yeah, that's our brief political discourse for today. You're welcome to disagree with us.
Always.
We talked about this last time. We are not political, activists. We're not educated enough to be like finger wagging at anybody, but
banana.
Those are our opinions and our feelings, and you're welcome to disagree with them, but what I'm not going to take is like verbal abuse in my comments.
Genuinely.
So also, let's just get this out of the way in the beginning. If you're a Mr. Beast fanboy, bye.
With what grounds?
I don't. I just don't care. Like, there is no world where you can convince me that somebody who's had the amount of accusations, like credible accusations, leveled at him that Mr. Beast has, is someone that we should be going, well, but don't you think he's a nice guy? No.
When this goes
out. No, I fucking don't.
As it is right now, we're filming this the week. It's 8:08 today or whatever.
Yeah.
It's the 8.
Yeah.
Also, one of the most classic drum machines, the
TR-808. Oh, yeah. No,
right. And so, like, as it is right now, like, you made a video that, like, after you filmed or, like, put the outline together, you're like, I already have to add more because more stuff came out. So
literally, like, five hours after I finished it.
I can just feel it's like a fucking rock and there's just cockroaches just fucking covering the bottom of this thing.
The same person who made that part two that has a terrible account of a man being tortured.
We need to talk about that.
We'll talk about that in
a
minute. But that creator has already disclosed that they're planning on making a part three that includes apparently pretty credible accusations about SA taking place
in the
company.
I don't doubt it at all. Also, the
Rosanna Panzino.
What, Nerdy Nummies?
Nerdy Nummies. Well, yeah, she rebranded, but it's just, that's her.
That was her, like, original.
Yes.
I always remember, too, I was like, damn, must be nice to be. Those before we had a channel. I was like, damn, because when she got that new house with the kitchen and everything.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, fuck me, man. I was like, YouTube must be good fucking money. And, yeah. You know, here we are.
But it's also, okay. Too, you know what makes me laugh now?
Tell me.
That, like, we're on the other side of things is that her whole house was a tax write-off, probably.
Oh, definitely.
Because she filmed it and put up content about it and whatever. So she got to write all of that off of her business expenses. And that house was, like, essentially tax-free when she bought it then. Woo. Love that for her.
If I could whistle right there, I would have whistled with you.
Anyways.
Don't make fun of me for not being able to whistle.
That's okay.
Actually, there was, you can make fun of me for not being able to
there
whistle.
There was one other thing that we wanted to talk about. It was election stuff. It
There's
was
some,
Beast.
Some family stuff happen.
Stuff.
Ballerinas.
Oh, Ballerina Farm.
Oh, it was Ballerina. I was right.
Ballerina Farm. Nice. It's such a rabbit hole. At the time that this is going up, it's kind of old news, honestly. But it's an interesting foray into the world of, like, fundamentalism meets mainstream news.
Oh.
Essentially, the pared down version is that there is a couple, this man who I can't remember what his name is, like Dan or Dave or something.
Generic.
It's a D name.
Generic name.
And a woman whose name also escapes me, Hannah?
Kate?
Their last name is Neilman. I know that for sure.
Okay.
But they're a married couple and they
the
have
Neilmans. Okay.
They have 8 children.
Okay.
Like pretty back to back to back to back. And they make content about homesteading, about farming.
You did tell me a little bit
they
about
this.
They
live on like a 360-acre farm in Utah. Yeah. Do you know why they live on a farm that is so big and how they like afforded this big giant property?
Because they're Mormons. I don't know.
Are
they Mormons?
Potentially. Yeah, they're Mormons.
Oh. You said Utah, so I just assumed.
The husband is like essentially a trust fund baby. His dad or grandpa owns JetBlue Airways.
Papa owns JetBlue Airways?
Uh-huh. Also, that's how he got his...
I wish I could just... to be so lucky and to still be such a shitty... Like,
I know.
We'll get into this with Mr. Beast too.
To be such a shitty person. It escapes me.
It eludes me.
But that's actually how he got his first date with the woman who is now his wife, is that she said, because she was a student at Juilliard. She was a ballerina. That's why it's called Ballerina Farm. She was a student at Juilliard and was like, I don't know, apparently doing pretty well, and met him and was like, you know, well, I have to go back to New York City, blah, blah, blah. And so, what's his bucket, pulled some strings with his dad or Peepaw or whoever and got a seat right next to her on the airplane. And so that was their first date. Is that not stalker behavior? He also didn't tell her that. Like, she didn't find out that until much
later. Oh, they didn't plan this.
Oh, no, she didn't know.
She thought it just happened by happenstance.
Yeah, he was like, wow, fancy meeting you here. Yeah. She didn't know. She did not ask him to do that. She didn't want him to do that. Apparently, he wanted to get engaged and to start dating. And for 6 months, she was avoiding him until he got on an airplane. And then, like, that was their first date or whatever. They had, like, met, started dating, got engaged, married, and had a baby, I think, within the span of, like, a year or 2 years, maybe. Yeah.
Oh.
So she got pregnant while she was at Juilliard. Unclear if she planned that or not, and then had to quit.
Well, if she's being a ballerina, I'm going to go ahead on a limb and say probably not.
She had to quit.
I don't
and
think being
like,
pregnant is very good for
give up dancing and has been like a stay-at-home mom ever since. And now, of course, just will not shut up about how much she loves being a stay-at-home mom and all this stuff.
Wet his fucking pants.
She's the mom on TikTok that makes these little videos where she's like making homemade pasta or whatever with her kids.
Where they're like, when your kids want pasta and it takes you 8 days to make it.
It's kind of, yeah, she's kind of like Nora Smith. Yeah, a different person. But she's the one who'll make like, you know, like a little pizza with her kids or whatever. And then behind her in the background is this like old school, like old fashioned cast iron oven that's like bright green.
Okay.
Except that oven is $20,000. Just the oven. And also, they really do the most to
like
cosplay this image of like old pioneer living, except that like behind a linen curtain is a dishwasher. And like they don't tell everybody about all of the modern conveniences that they have in their house. It's like very like intended to be consumed by an audience.
They're literally like, it's like the how to make a table in five easy steps. First step, use a $25,000 fucking yes. saw yes. or a machine or whatever the
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, yeah, use a lathe.
Yes. I genuinely like go fucking eat dirt. Also, literally, like, what the fuck? That shit, as soon after you told me to the pipeline from wellness yes. to fucking homesteading.
The homesteading to also, QAnon pipeline is so real.
It's just fucking romanticizing shit that like no one actually, you know why we don't live like that still?
Because died.
It fucking sucked.
Yes.
You want like
because people died because it was a really hard way to yeah. live your life because it was like grueling and you know why terrifying. I mean
convenient. Oh, I mean there's yeah, plenty there's yeah, okay, yeah, so to be clear.
Yeah. I'm gonna hate the highways
okay.
to be fair.
Okay. Well to be clear, that's the gray that we're living
but
in.
But also too, yeah, because I love buying stuff from Target. So, you know, like
not so much more as of late. Target's really gone
yeah,
downhill.
That's I just mean but like I enjoy things. The convenience of buying well, yes, stuff from big box stores is what I'm
saying. I didn't
I'm
mean
saying.
To be so pedantic.
Sorry,
just
what?
Keep going. Just keep chugging.
Pedantic, keep chugging. Huh?
Pedantic. I have been putting a lot of words together lately.
You have
I think I might be in cognitive decline.
Mercury is retrograding in Virgo, oh, I mean, actually,
cognitive
at the current
retrograde.
Moment. So,
I can say things.
You can. But anyways, yeah, so this family sort of makes their living by cosplaying, pioneer
faking,
living.
Acting.
Yeah, and this reporter came to do an interview with them okay. and specifically apparently requested to speak with Mrs. Neelman. I don't okay. remember her first name. Also, this is the woman who went viral because she gave birth to their eighth child. And then 12 days later, it was in like a Miss America pageant or something. Yeah.
What?
She made like a whole big what? Show of like, you know, taking iron supplements and doing all these workouts and all this stuff.
The Kardashians
like,
stopped caring about that. They're off the getting back into Khloe, Kendall.
Thin white
Khloe.
Women care an awful lot, I tell you oof. That.
And then meanwhile, the Kardashians are like, we don't understand what effect we've had on people.
Yeah.
Also, too, that's just so shitty to other people who have traumatic births.
Yes.
And like this other, like we already don't need to make like giving birth as hard enough as it is.
Yes.
I just don't understand, you know.
The focus on aesthetics after giving birth is so odd to me.
Take your
because also like, why would your body look the same? You just underwent.
A human.
Well, also you just underwent a life changing medical event.
Yeah,
like literally your muscular skeletal system
changes. Yeah.
Your hips have to move apart. The whole reason that people have heartburn during pregnancy is because there's an enzyme that's released called elastin that causes the cartilage in your bones to become a little bit more flexible so that your hips can spread apart so that a fucking head can fit through your hip girdle.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
It, human bodies are fucking cool.
It relaxes the smooth muscle between your stomach and your esophagus, and that's why you get heartburn.
God is a woman.
That's what I'm saying. It's
oh, the Olympics. We haven't talked about the Olympics yet.
It was on my agenda.
Oh,
it was on my
agenda.
Well,
I won't let you forget. Okay, I didn't even know there were men's sports.
We have a whole theory. Don't
spoil it. Look at
these
fingers.
We have a whole theory. Don't spoil it.
Spoil it.
Anyways, let's just wrap up briefly the Ballerina Farms thing.
Yeah, I can do this.
But yeah, so she made a whole big show about being in a beauty pageant after giving birth and all of this stuff. But
whatever.
So this reporter came to talk to them.
The reporter came because she won this thing.
Well, because also they're just viral, right? They're I mean, they're hugely popular on social
easy
media.
Pickings. Okay.
And the reporter came to talk to them, supposedly to learn more about their family and blah, blah, blah.
Yes, of course.
The actual write-up ended up being kind of scathing, essentially accusing the husband of being like a controlling and domineering and like maybe abusive.
You mean someone
person?
In a religious family? With traditional values?
Yeah.
Is acting their traditional value roles?
But then also at the same time, now there's speculation that maybe this whole thing was a setup, that it was a hoax. Because
like with the husband too?
Well, and with the reporter also. That like maybe this was all a mutually agreed upon publicity stunt because it sparked outrage, obviously, the write-up accusing
yeah.
this husband of like not letting his wife talk, and there was a lot of focus on like how sad it was for her to quit dancing. And there's a moment in the article that I was like, well, okay, it was like really suspicious of
uh-huh.
where Neelman, the wife, she leans forward towards the reporter and she's like, you know, documenting and explaining all of her births and whatever. And she explains to the reporter that there was one birth that she had an epidural for
okay.
because her husband wasn't there because he was like off doing whatever the fuck at work. sus in the first place.
He wasn't there for, I mean, I guess.
No, there's no excuse for that.
Also, someone who has enough money and papa to pay for plane tickets.
He can't leave work. But so he wasn't there. And so she had a hospital birth instead of a home birth like she normally does. Mm-hmm. And she got an epidural and she like leans forward to the reporter supposedly and like whispers like, it was pretty great. The epidural. Wow. It was like talking about it like it was a secret. And it just felt very on the nose. Like we were intentionally trying to paint this picture of like, he won't let me get an epidural. But wow, did I love it. It really seemed
Mom
like it was
have sweets.
Yeah, it really seemed like it was intended to garner sympathy from people and to spark outrage and make people talk
like
about
this. Husband is not allowing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm tracking.
So the theory now is that this whole thing was a setup to gain publicity, not just for the magazine and to get like clicks and views and whatever, but also for Ballerina Farms, because obviously that translates to engagement, right?
Of
like
course,
if you look at her comment section now, flooded with people who are like, you know, oh my gosh, I can't believe this, or like, you know, your husband's terrible, or like we're so sorry for you.
Yes,
well, and people who are mad at her and people who are saying, you know, like you're spreading all kinds of terrible lies, and like, you know, like especially about the beauty pageant thing, like this was so shitty of you to do, and blah blah blah, whatever. So like clearly that translates to money for an influencer. So that's a very, very abridged version of the Ballerina Farm situation.
Do we know? Is it hoax?
No.
We don't know yet. We don't know.
I mean, I don't think we'll ever know.
This is all just alleged speculation?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I don't think we'll ever know. I doubt that she's going to come clean.
As long as I say those words were fair. Also, allegedly, everything we're talking about in this episode is alleged.
Yeah, we are going to have to be super, super careful because allegedly, there are reports from other people who have alleged that Mr. Beast and Jimmy Donaldson are quite litigious as both an entity and a person.
Does that surprise me at all? Also, anyone? Okay, are we switching gears?
Are we talking about the Olympics first?
What do you think that people want to hear about the most? And then we'll talk about that last. That's how the YouTubers do it.
Well, I feel like we're going to end up talking about the Mr. Beast accusations
longer.
For the longest.
And I want to get mad, and the Olympics make me happy. So
yeah,
I want to stay happy.
Let's talk about the Olympics.
Yeah, I like happy. Happy's good.
First of all, I am in love. I have to tell you, there is another woman in my life. And her name is Ilona Marr.
Oh, yeah.
I'm obsessed with her. I love her.
I have never... We joke about the muscle mommy thing.
This is not a joke. I'm serious.
She is muscle mommy.
Yeah.
That is,
I don't know if I want to like be her or be with her or like have her run me over.
There's just...
Maybe all three.
It's so funny because you're no better than a man.
I'm fine with that. I really am no better than a man.
It's so funny. People aren't more into rugby because rugby is way fucking more badass.
Yes.
Motherfuckers are way harder. Also, there's so much rich cultural ties into it.
Yes.
As opposed to like football.
Yes.
I know like it's fine. The sports ball and stuff or whatever, it's fine.
Whatever.
But like rugby is nuts.
Especially
rugby
watching
is crazy.
The New Zealand teams before matches do like indigenous practice like the Maori. I think it's called a haka.
Don't ask me, I don't know, but I think that's right. But
it's
don't
like a ceremonial thing that they do that like chills every time. Oh, it's
that's
so cool.
Crazy. Yeah.
It's so cool. Anyways, Ilona Marr is my new favorite person.
Yeah.
Obviously I love Simone Biles. Simone Biles is the GOAT.
That's like
of
saying
course.
You love breathing air, you know?
Exactly.
Like of course everyone loves air.
Everybody loves that.
Yes. Also I love that they refer to her husband as Simone Biles' husband. That is feminism at work.
Mr. Simone
that
Biles.
That is good.
She does really hate that though, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because there's all kinds of like negative publicity. We don't have time to get into it.
I heard just one thing.
What?
I heard that he didn't know who she was.
That's
apparently
what
when
he
they started.
Said.
Yeah,
that's where the controversy came from.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
I don't believe that either.
You, like,
but she really loves him and really wishes that people on social media would not be mean to him. And so,
not being mean. Just
if you love Simone Biles, then I guess we also love Simone Biles' husband.
I feel like
I truly, honest to God, don't know his fucking name.
I feel like
name.
That's how I feel sometimes. You're like. You guys like me, so you have to like Aaron.
Yes.
Obviously.
Yes.
Also, Katie Ledecky.
Ah!
Swimmers be swimming.
Oh, my God. I have yet to meet someone who matches my energy. I need somebody to match my freak about Katie Ledecky.
It's not going
to
be me. I think swimming is great. It's
every
cool.
time that I talk about how fucking wild
you
it is.
You get very excited. Tell everyone.
It's so... It's wild. Go if off. You guys haven't watched the coverage of the Olympics, first of all, Katie Ledecky is just an amazing swimmer generally, right? But like the NBC coverage, obviously most people are familiar with the way that like the camera pans.
I love watching back, the underwater
to
camera.
And fro. Yes, yeah, the underwater camera and all this stuff, right? And typically with an Olympic race, like an Olympic swimming race, the last like camera, the last little bit of the race, the camera is focused on like where, like the starting block, yes, where all of the swimmers touch and you know, they get how everybody finishes.
Yes, I love all the add-ons and the graphics.
More than once. This is not like a fluke. It's not something that happened one time. More than once. The final, like the finishing frame that NBC has of Katie Ledecky finishing the race doesn't have anybody else in it because she swims so fast. Katie Ledecky finished an Olympic swimming race and then was like,
and these aren't the 50 meters either. It's like the 400, it's like the 400 and 800, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like there's just some ungodly amount of laps.
Wild. Like, so she's literally just watching the other Olympians swim towards her being like,
I'm sorry.
Like she has time to smoke a cigarette in the time it takes everybody else to get there.
They're better people than me. But like, and I would never, but I would I'd be up there like reading a book or something. Like I'd like, don't come back next year, motherfuckers. Yes! It's just for me. This pool is mine.
There was a man whose videos I stumbled across on TikTok. He was watching the gymnasts. When he was like making these videos, but he was like, I really need you women to talk your shit more at the Olympics. And like, honestly, couldn't agree more. I want to see more shit talking because like Katie Ledecky deserves to, man. Like that's just another level of like tenacity and athleticism that I just like, it's
especially
honestly
swimming.
It's awe-inspiring.
Wild,
absolutely
exhausting.
Insane. I love it so much.
After watching that too, because we would joke, we were out on a boat, and I was like, "Do you think I could swim back to the shore? Like, do you think I could?"
No.
And I'm like, oh, "Like, it's not that far. Like, I think I could do it.
No,
I think I could do it.
You would die of exhaustion."
And I think you're right. You would drown. And I'm fine with it. I think that's fair.
Swimming is so hard,
and
especially swimming quickly and swimming with good form and like breathing efficiently
and having someone beating down your neck,
not choking under the pressure, not being anxious, not making a mistake, for all of those factors to align perfectly for somebody to swim a race that's literally like world record breaking like that is just awe-inspiring.
Synchronized swimming.
Oh,
How do they do it? I'm dead serious.
Incredible.
I want to know how it works.
No, I'm being so serious.
Me too. I'm being so serious.
I want to understand.
Like, they go underwater, but then they're holding their breath, and they're
for
kicking,
so long.
And they're fucking.
Well,
like,
and they're doing their little egg beater
and it's together.
With the legs.
Oh, I didn't touch the thing, did I? Everything's still working.
I don't think so.
Okay,
it looks like it's working.
And they're doing it in sync with the music. But also, I'm like, oh, how can they? Like, what is the music? Probably just feels like.
Yeah. No, they're definitely just. Just like doing it based on memory, but
and I know we did like marching band and stuff, so like I get it, like choreographing and like timing and all that stuff. But like you could
underwater. Yeah, well you can't breathe.
No,
fresh,
incredible, amazing,
absolutely wild.
No, no,
never been done.
Another
before.
Club party, another club
bus club, none of
no sleep.
Absolutely,
literally
that's
the Olympics,
energy.
The Summer Olympics.
Oh, it's so good.
We had a little thing. We won't say who per se, but it's just very telling on what sports you watch.
Yes,
in
when
the Olympics,
I think it's an interesting litmus test to talk to people about.
What sports are you excited about?
Yes, to ask people like, what sports have you been watching? Like, what are you interested in, and whatever. Because for you and I, like, the only things that I was interested in watching are all women's sports, right? Like, I've seen so many supercuts on TikTok too of like, God is definitely a woman because there are so many incredible and
amazing
female athletes. Oh my God. The running, the triathlon, obviously the gymnastics, the whole gymnastics team is incredible.
I will say the men's runs
were cool. But like the vast majority of what we were watching was the female sports, right?
I mean,
and like when other people
others?
Are like, oh, you know, I was watching like the shooting or like
I watched badminton a little bit.
Yeah, like all that was when people
co-ed.
Specifically seek out all male sports, I'm like, that was a good pop, by the way. I don't know. I think it's a side eye from
me too.
Because I don't know. I really admire the athleticism of women and like also the tenacity and like overcoming the adversity that it takes to be a female athlete is like so impressive in my opinion.
Seriously, all the respect.
It also, honestly, it made me kind of emotional and like teary eyed to see the women's gymnastics team this year having overcome so many things and like with the stain of like what happened with the Larry Nassar case and all of that stuff. Like it was such like a beautiful and triumphant moment to see these incredibly athletic and accomplished women, like not just uplifting themselves and each other and also like the gold medalist in the floor final from Brazil, but also like genuinely delighting in the sport and like seeming so alive and excited and happy. Everyone
takes care of each other.
Yes. And I'm sure I was like tearing up a little bit.
But like, I'd like to think it's not.
I don't know.
Think it's sincere.
I think it was also just, it was refreshing to see that like the coaches were genuinely excited for them, right?
Oh,
like,
I feel so bad when they had to console someone. Ooh, also, someone's coach is their dad. And they're like, Jade Carey. When like, oh, you know, when she's getting ready to perform, it's coach. It's coach time. Yeah. As soon as she's done, it's dad, you know?
Yeah, I know. Which is so sweet. Yeah. Oh, see, we did it again.
So gross. It's gross. It's disgusting.
But no, I thought that like, I don't know, change in presence was really refreshing. And especially, you know, like given the way that coaching and, you know, like training has been handled in the past for the women's gymnastics team, it was really refreshing to see them being like people and being happy and silly and like you know, enjoying their sport that like they have spent their whole lives training for this moment. Like they should get to fucking enjoy it a little bit.
Literally.
You know?
No, because like if you don't get to enjoy it there, then like what the fuck is the point?
What the fuck is the point of all of this? Like, yeah. If I can't scuba, then what's all this been for?
For nothing. For not. I think it's so cool too, or I think it's so funny that like I think that's one area of TikTok that I do really appreciate.
Yeah.
It's kind of getting the more like very behind the scenes.
Yeah.
But also like it's so personable. Like, especially Ilona Mar. Yeah.
Yes.
And I know it's just, I think too, like when she like a video, then we get a ton, but like, it's just so fun.
I know.
Like, you're like, oh, this person who just went and competed.
Yes.
At like literally the highest level in the whole fucking universe.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, just making a TikTok, you know, like.
Yes. Just being silly on the streets of Paris.
Just being a human. Just like, cause I think it's just it's like really one thing. Cause you're like, sometimes I'm like, oh, you know, they're not that much better. And then you watch some stuff and you're like, never mind.
Yes.
Like, not even in this ballpark.
Absolutely
not. Sport.
No. I also forgot to say this earlier. Shout out to the women's rugby team, the Olympic rugby team, because this is the first time that any rugby team in the United States has won a medal at the Olympics in 100 years.
That's crazy.
And the last time that they won it, it was the men's team who won in 1924. And it was also in Paris.
Oh, wait, no
shit.
Isn't
that such a neat synchronicity?
See, that's what
I love,
like,
shit like that.
And it's like, you can't say that wasn't the stars. You know what I'm saying?
I think it is. I know you're making fun of me, but I'm being serious.
I'm kind of half-half. I'm like...
I think it's true.
I'm both. I think
I love that.
I think there's definitely some... I love it, too.
Love it. Love smoking.
Love it.
To be clear, I'm not a smoker. I just picked up that vocal stim from Trixie and Katya's podcast.
How could you not? Truly, how could you not?
Okay. Do we need to talk about... Jimmy/Mr. Beast.
I'm trying to think if there's any more joy in this body that I want to share.
Is there any more joy that we can extract from this experience? Is there anything else that we wanted to talk about? Anything else fun that happened?
What are you guys
whiffing
on your guys' mind? Honestly, right now, we've been gone for a little while. Again, I wore my shirt because I wanted to bring all of my friends to our 50th episode.
As you should.
We did so many weeks in a row. I'm so proud of us.
I know.
Again, thank you everyone for watching and sticking around and hanging out with us.
Thank you very much.
Would love, honestly, what have you guys been up to? What have you guys been doing?
Yeah, let us know what's new in your lives.
It was a very good break. I think it's really important. I think something, too, that's very grounding for us is we both very much have to work our real jobs still.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes, and I'm going to segue this if you don't mind, when you start getting big or when you start blowing up or whatever, we saw a TikTok of Chapel. And it was back in the day.
I know.
Yeah, like back like at the start. And she's like just making bullshit fuck off TikToks. And I was like, do you ever think that like that person doesn't exist anymore?
Yeah.
Like I was like that Chapel right now is probably burnt the fuck out.
Yes. Well, she's openly acknowledged that too.
Yeah. Oh, she has?
Yeah. There was a live show where she, in between songs, she actually got emotional talking to the crowd about how like it's just been a lot, and she was like, I'm just, you know, she's like, I'm not really having a very good day, and she was like, you know, I'm trying to do my best because you guys deserve a great performance and all this stuff, but she was like, you know, I just, it's hard. She was like, it's hard blowing up like this, and I can't even imagine going from like, you know, the level of like comfortable fame that she had, where like she was touring, right? Like she opened for Fletcher and like, you know, it was like doing
she
well.
She could go to the grocery store though, still.
Yeah,
though.
But she, yeah, by no means was she like a household name. And now she's, I mean, she filled out Lollapalooza in a way that like people haven't seen in years.
Genuinely.
You know, it's crazy.
And like ripe, like so deserved.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But that's kind of scary.
Deservingly.
Okay, we don't need to
get
lost.
I could get stuck in a loop.
Yeah.
If you know how to say that word,
let us know.
You know what word I'm trying to say. But anyways, going back to the Mr. Beast thing now, if you're ready to pivot.
Yes.
I would say going forward, if you, like we said before, if you like Mr. Beast, like, no, you don't. And also too, I think once you get to a certain point for me now going forward, and I feel like I've had this thought, but now that I have words to say it out loud, once you become fucking rich and like not a real human anymore, like you have to continuously prove
that you're not an
asshole. To me per se, but like I'd say to people generally,
the public,
that you're not a piece of shit.
Yes.
Cause like, I just don't like,
once you surpass a certain income bracket, like you start to lose touch.
Cause
I think.
We were talking about like the Drake and Kendrick thing. I was having a discussion with someone and I was like, cause they're like, oh, well, you know, I still like to listen. And I was like, that's fine, whatever, I get it. I was like, but like, you know, allegedly the things that are said, that if he is actually, you know, like
a PDF file.
Yeah.
Is how
can we just say it on YouTube? It's YouTube.
I wouldn't.
If he is a thing that is rumored to be, allegedly to be, then I'm like, that's a deal breaker for me. Like, I'm not listening to his music anymore.
Agreed.
And it's shit like that where I'm like, that should be a deal. Like, these are deal breakers.
Yes.
Like, if normal ass fucking people wouldn't get away with shit like this.
Yes.
When people get to the point where, like, you can't talk shit about them and they're beyond reproach and they're beyond, like, criticism.
That's a problem.
We have a fucking problem.
Yes. And I think that's perfectly illustrated in the situation now where the allegations that have been leveled against Mr. Beast are shocking.
We went from, like, oh, that's problematic.
Really distressing. And people are still just writing them off and being like, well, but he's a good guy. And, you know,
I argued with someone before.
Or like, especially my favorite is the like, well, he's donated a lot of money to charity.
I don't give a fuck how much money you donate. Cause that doesn't, you don't get a free pass.
Yes. That's not a get out of jail free card to heap abuse and trauma upon others.
Because also that's the thing too, that I never even fathomed or thought about it, because we film our little videos and one shot, one goes. Like, very, not low production value, but I mean, like, you know, like we sit down, we film, no big deal.
Yeah.
But like when you're working with multiple, like hundreds of different people and stuff, like, also, like, I didn't even think about it. There's takes and like hours and hours and hours. Like, it's fucking like an episode of Survivor.
Yeah.
You know,
well, let's
not like, no, not like in the official sense, but like how much footage the editors are going through. Cause like
hours and hours.
I remember, I think Zeke was talking, one of the seasons we were watching, one of the contestants was like, there's like hundreds of hours of footage. You're getting an hour of that.
Yes. Yeah.
You're
like y'all don't see that. Yes.
And like how much fucked up shit is hitting that chopping room floor that no one has seen the light of day. Like the stuff that's available, that's out, that we're hearing from the stories, I'm sure there's so much fucking worse shit out there.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing is that these are just, these are the allegations that we're getting. These are the allegations that have been made public based on like receipts and like things that are in theory corroborated, right? These accusations have been allegedly supported by like extra pieces of media or like receipts and things like that. That's just what people can support, right? That's not the allegations that are just like purely hearsay. I think that's worth noting here. Like, that's really, really fucking distressing. Also, I spared you the details of some of this. I'm going to talk about it. I have made a main channel video. At this point, I think it's already gone up on the channel. Actually,
it will be going up this Saturday.
The main channel video. I'm going over all of the things.
This Aaron hasn't edited yet, but Aaron in the future will have that had edited.
So this is going up on a Thursday at the time. Well, yeah, at the time that you're seeing this, it will, my main channel video will go up in 2 days outlining the whole thing.
Hi from the future.
Hi from the future. Or hi from the past, actually.
Blast from the
high
past.
To the future, high from the past. Anyways, that main channel video has all of the allegations that are available to me at this moment in time. And there are some things that like turned my stomach, like things that I've seen receipts for allegedly. I don't know if they're true. I don't know if they're photoshopped or not. But if those things are true, like genuinely made me fucking sick to my stomach.
It's painting a picture. We're getting into, it's a trend. This is a fucking trend at this point.
Yes.
And can we talk about that video you showed me? It wasn't the most fun video to watch.
Yeah.
And the thought I just kept coming back to is, you know, just to draw some parallels real quick, because I know we talk about this on the channel, like sometimes we'll laugh at super fucked up shit or whatever.
Yes.
Not laugh per se, like, haha, like that's so funny that it fucking happened
to you. No, in the way that we're, it's like an incredulous sort of like, I can't believe this is happening.
Or like, we're laughing to like shake, like the way a dog shakes off stress.
Yes.
We're laughing to like.
It's a stress response.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like sometimes, you know, like when shit's really fu- like sometimes she's got to, you know, like.
Yes. We're very like sarcastic and dark humored people.
Yes. And that person in that video you were showing me is a comedian. And yeah. they are so lucky that, because he discussed having a very traumatic past and like, you know, like is not unfamiliar with shit being super fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they are so lucky they had someone who could like take that and make like a joke out of it, because I think yeah. that experience genuinely would have broken most people.
Well, I think
like,
it probably did.
I think
yeah.
it did clearly him.
Yeah.
But like also to use someone as a human guinea pig.
Yeah.
And then to still like,
mm-hmm.
can you just give us, you're well, so much yeah. better about it than I
okay,
am.
Okay, what we're referencing is a video that was put out by Dogpack 404. It's part two in Dogpack's series. At this time, I'm only aware of three parts coming out. I don't know if there's going to be any more. I'm sure by the time you're watching this, part three is probably already dropped. But mm-hmm. at this moment of filming, we've only gotten to see part two because it dropped literally last night. I was up. Like staring at my phone.
Like this, so that I
yes,
Thank
yeah,
you.
You're welcome. And the latter half of that video is a man named Jake talking about his alleged experience in filming with Mr. Beast being the subject of a video. Supposedly the video was about surviving 30 days in solitary confinement or something.
Yep.
And the allegations that he made are that allegedly he, as the subject of the video, he endured like, you know, I don't know, 10 days or something with, you know, in theory, things that are nice, like an ice cream machine and a hot tub and, you know, whatever, but that they allegedly stopped turning the lights off for him to sleep.
Sounds like, yeah, until he like fucking.
Yeah. And he describes going through essentially like a mental break. We are going to talk about it in more detail on the main channel, but the way that he describes like losing touch with time. And,
yeah, no clocks, no outside time.
Yes. Also, can we just take a brief break?
Of course.
He talks about how like they allegedly took his phone and didn't give him access to a clock. And if that is true, like truly, that's one of my fucking worst nightmares.
Talk about liminal fucking space. Are you
oh
serious?
Oh my God.
No
I would
concept
have had
of
a
time?
Panic attack in the first fucking 2 hours.
If it rains here for like 2 days in a row, I start getting fucking cagey.
Okay, but also.
Can you imagine?
Like we talked about this recently. We just got back from a vacation and one of the flights that we were on was like a pretty long one.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
I can't handle that shit. Like it's not the flight itself, but it's because your phone doesn't update, or at least mine doesn't update the time correctly while you're in the air. And so the first time that this happened, we were on like a semi-long flight.
This
the first
is a
time,
life hack right here. This is
the
you
first
told-
time that this happened. I was like, like starting to be like, I'm gonna have a fucking panic attack on this plane. Like I can't take this because I didn't know how much time had passed. And so the second time I got on a flight that was longer, I was like, okay, I'm starting a stopwatch as soon as we start to taxi towards takeoff so that I can just keep track of time.
Some semblance
and
of
it
passing.
It helped me so much.
That shit was clutch. That shit was clutch.
Not being able to perceive correctly the passing of time is like such a button. Like I have
well
my own anxiety about being trapped in a liminal space, but also about like not being able to escape. Like being trapped in a tin tube is like one of my worst fucking nightmares, and I just can't. Ooh, it freaks me out. So I would have fucking lost it. I would have been climbing the walls in the first couple of hours. And that man endured allegedly being in that space for several days with the lights on.
Yeah,
so
no
he couldn't
sleep.
Even perceive like day, night,
fucking
day,
up your circadian
night.
Rhythm is like genuinely like.
Well, yeah, it's apparently a war crime.
Yeah, I did not know that.
It violates the Geneva Convention.
Sleep deprivation.
To keep war criminals. In like lights on all the time. You can't do that.
Yeah.
Even like war criminals are not allowed to be treated that way. And this man alleges that he was treated that way for the production of a YouTube video.
Also too. Okay. So does everyone feel like they have enough background? I don't know why I'm asking as if we can get a live. I'm ready for a live studio audience. I'm ready.
yeah, we'll just fit him in our fucking 300 square
you
guys,
foot office. Yeah, not even you're looking at about. That's something Mr. Beast would do, honestly, is fucking how many
live
people could we fit
audience.
In here. Yeah, but how many people we could fit in here.
Actually, yeah.
And make then, a fucking challenge out of it. Not everything. That's the other thing, too, that fucking grinds my gears mm-hmm. is YouTube set him up as this fucking golden boy because he's just throwing and jamming fucking money at people's asses.
Yeah.
And like, one for what, but two, like, everything shouldn't be challenge content. Like,
no.
That's not.
That's
I don't
not
care.
Good.
For me, it's giving fucking home improvement.
Extreme home
extreme
renovation.
Extreme makeover.
Yes.
Biggest Loser. Like, all those fucking awful, problematic shows that people complain about, but because.
That use humans as pawns.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, reality it's TV creepy. As it is has its faults.
No,
and
of course
foibles.
It does.
Of
yeah.
course. I love using phrases that you do. Foibles is such a fun word.
Foibles is a fun word.
But then like to turn around and we like, and I know it's kids. I know it's kids.
Well, yeah, they acknowledge that.
But like, it blows my mind. Also, the thing we talk about too, remember when like we were growing up, we were yes. talking about music and like adults writing music to kids.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
how
but like, remember
weird.
The concerts you used to go to?
Yes.
Yeah. Ooh,
where there were grown men on the stage ooh. Collecting bras from teenagers.
Oh, problematic.
I brought a bra to throw
you were a child.
At like almost 30-year-old women or 30-year-old men as yeah. as a child. And
still
I was
problematic.
Like, no, but yes, yeah, but would be, yeah. still, yeah.
Yeah, so anyways, I guess there's that. That was just my quick thought on that, too. But go on, if you have any more... Do you think there's any more background story for it?
Hold on. There's something... Oh. The other thing about challenge content that pushes my buttons mm-hmm. is that it continually ups the ante
yes.
to the degree that yes. now, like, people end up getting shoehorned into making content that starts to become unsafe, right? Because,
oh, because you gotta
in order for the video to be more incredible, more amazing, more interesting than the last
yeah.
one, and to get the same amount of clicks and views, if not more clicks and views than last time, is that we start to veer into, like, is this human abuse? I don't know.
Well, we put a fun thumbnail on it where he auto or fucking yeah. AI generates his own pictures
yeah.
and then
oh,
fucking slapped a fucking big old piece
can
of
we,
text on it.
Can we talk about the thumbnails on Mr. Beast's
yes,
channel?
Yes, you can talk about the thumbnails because you were there when he talked to you guys about it.
It bothered me forever. Yeah.
Not
this,
well.
This is me just like
as a hate.
This is yeah. Well, and also it's allegedly because I witnessed it in person, so I don't have any like receipts
talk
to corroborate this. But when Hannah and I went to Vid Summit, Mr. Beast was the keynote speaker. First of all, Mans didn't even bother to make a keynote speech.
Why would he?
He literally got on stage.
He already got all your guys' cash. Why would he need to?
He literally got on stage and said, I was supposed to make a keynote, but I didn't really feel like it. So we're just going to do a Q&A and then had them live screen questions for a Q&A. Like right then and there, somebody asked him about thumbnails and he was like, yeah, you know, sometimes I take thumbnail photos, but sometimes I'm not really in the mood. And so they'll just AI generate them for me.
When a creator offsets so much, that is one thing.
What?
I won't name names, but there's a giant creator on YouTube who said, you know, like touch your content still,
mm-hmm.
like still be in touch and in contact and like
best advice I've ever gotten.
And like, and yeah. not that we're in a position that we could do that anyways, but when
no.
someone offloads so much of their content, like you could genuinely slap
yeah.
anyone's fucking face on it anymore.
Yeah.
Like you're not shit. Like
no, that man walks on and walks off set. And like,
yeah.
that's the end of his involvement with the content.
Why
it seems, allegedly.
Why do we continue to prop that shit up? Like it's so transparent to me.
I don't know.
I don't know. I feel I am a genuine
like
hate
it.
Ass, but
okay.
like also like,
ooh, that's a good one.
That's a really good one.
Can you hand me the Nito?
Oh, there you go, dude. There you go, big guy.
She's firm.
Firm. You can warm that up. this is devolving.
So I feel like this also kind of goes hand in hand with this like trend that's happening recently
okay.
that honestly I'm really happy to see,
oh.
which is that like back in the day, in the early days of YouTube, it was... I think, like, for a lot of people, it was, I mean, it was, first of all, like, very, like,
oh,
grassroots.
Shitposty.
Yeah.
Also, like, the fucking 2D animations.
That too,
and...
yes. But people who were, like, forward-facing content creators.
Yeah.
First of all, had real jobs almost all of the time.
Production value? Who
in
is
the
she?
Garbage. Yeah, like... audio, video, the editing, all bad.
Yeah.
People were making YouTube videos on like Movie Maker on their PCs,
yes.
you know?
Fucking 240p.
Yes, and like audio leveling and all that stuff. That wasn't a thing. Like that didn't exist then.
Yes.
So that kind of gradually gave way into like higher production value content and all of this stuff.
Sure.
Up to the era that we're in now of like being a professional influencer and like everybody has a Shure microphone,
Sure.
you know? And like
I purposely wanted to not buy other ones, but the other ones I want are way
are just,
too expensive.
Yeah, these are just really nice too.
They just also like Shure, shout out to Shure. Like you guys make good products.
Yeah.
This is
nice.
One thing that I'm like, there's a reason.
Yeah.
Anyways, continue.
Yeah. But gradually, I think, like, consumer attitudes about online content and, like, YouTuber content mm-hmm. are starting to shift to be, like, the other way again, where Thank there's, God. Like, a nostalgia. Yeah, and so I personally really appreciate it because the expectation that everybody should have, like, a production crew and, like,
it's so unrealistic.
A whole team. If I had a dollar for every presentation at VidCon or at VidSummit that were about, like, scaling your team and growing your team and all these things, I probably would only have like $50, but that's still a lot of presentations. That's really like a weird expectation that I personally don't aspire to.
No.
Like, is that bad?
Like, are we supposed to be making content like Mr. Beast? Not that we would anyways, because our that, ethics though. And morals
yeah,
and like
no, we care
basic
about people.
Human empathy would kick in.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly. Well, no, I know our empathy would kick in, but allegedly yeah, but his. We
allegedly,
don't know
what, allegedly his might not be. Yeah.
But like, I don't want to fucking make that content.
No.
And also, too, like, don't tell me it's the fucking, I'm going to call it now, is going to yeah. be the Chapel Rowanification of music, where labels are just going to be like, hey, can you just be as big as Chapel, please?
I know.
And it's not going to fucking work.
No.
Because there's just one part, like, the same way you had Madonna and exactly. Britney and Michael and fucking yes. whoever else. Like, just stop. Yes. Capitalism, please stop.
Stop it.
Stop it. Please.
Stop
I'm capitalismed out.
Yes. Well, I think that's also kind of the issue with Mr. Beast, right? Is that, like, Hannah and I talked about this when we recapped VidSummit, yeah. which is that they basically make money selling these tickets to a bunch of teenagers who want to be the next Mr. Beast. And like,
you
that's
can't be.
Fucking stupid, first of all.
Yes.
But second of all, no, you can't do that. You can't do that.
Not unless...
Because no one is going to be able to beat him at his own game because he has a fucking wild Literally. Amount of money to blow on every video. And like, a teenager can't sit there and make content where he's like burying someone yeah. alive for 100 hours. Like, that's not real.
Literally. Also too,
someone who like lives at home still yes. can't recreate fucking Squid Game. Nor should they, by
nor
the
should
way.
They. Why
can
are we
can
why?
We talk about how
fuck talk
like,
about it.
I fucking knew that this shit was coming. Well, not this. I didn't anticipate
you
this.
You didn't think
it was
gonna
be
this bad.
Yeah, the allegations that have been leveled against him are pretty fucking
go
awful.
Off, go off.
But back in the day when Mr. Beast recreated Squid Games, and I was like, fucking yuck.
I've also never watched
this
one of his videos
because so
the title
stupid.
Yes, alone. Like, why would I want to watch that?
But also, like, you did you watch it? Like, I think you missed the whole fucking point.
Literally.
Which is, like, a pretty loud, I felt.
Again, fucking, I'm like, are other people watching the show, too, or not?
I don't know. It felt like a pretty loud fucking core theme about how capitalism corrupts absolutely and will drive people to do the most depraved and unhinged and inhumane things in the name of money because we're forced and pitted against one another to the degree that we can't survive. We are forced. Yes. To sell our humanity for the right to live. Like, am I wrong? Like, was
he
that
did, he's
not...
doing the same thing. He might as well
no,
just have a mask
saying.
On.
Yes, yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, but then they recreated it. Like, this man who has more money than sense recreated a game that's literally about the abuses and horrors
it's
of
so
capitalism
loud.
And then gave money away. Like, I don't get it. I was so confused when... look like ovaries.
I know, that's what I was thinking too.
I was so confused when anybody was giving him the benefit of the doubt. I remember watching a Philip DeFranco video at the time.
About the times.
I know. Where he was like, yeah, I don't think it's that big of a deal. And I was like, what? Yeah, it fucking
Hello?
Is. Yeah, it fucking is. This is fucking sus. And like, now, given all of the allegations and the accusations that have come forward, I'm like, you know,
as soon as
I feel very validated,
as soon as
him.
I saw he did that episode with Keith on TikTok about his fucking chocolate bars,
I fucking
and he was,
hate
like,
Feastables.
He was like, bro, like they're just not that good or whatever.
Yeah, he was like,
and like
fine.
It's not like in his head to think, oh,
maybe
this product actually is fucking bad,
yeah,
and maybe I should do something to
yes.
figure it out. But no, because
yes.
he doesn't give a fuck, he just wants to make a buck because everyone
yeah.
and their mom slaps their fucking dick
yeah.
on a chocolate bar and
yep.
says, eat this shit,
eat this,
and
it
like
works.
Fucking pay $10 on it. Also,
okay.
fuck Prime,
yes, that too.
And also,
oh,
also.
God,
also, but like, that's what I'm saying is, it's not like, oh, what can I do to improve this? What can I do to be better? It's no, you're wrong. Shut
uh-huh.
the fuck up and give
mm-hmm.
me a good review
yeah.
because I've been handed everything in my life and now I'm beyond. Yeah,
yes.
take up. I can see you do it.
No, I was giving you
that's
space.
It. I'm tuckering myself out. I'm gonna sleep so good tonight.
This is another thing that was alleged in Dogpack's first video, the first part of this
Tell
series,
me.
Where Dogpack was talking about Feastables, the candy. Brand
okay.
that
okay.
Mr. Beast
okay.
owns. Allegedly, when the bar was first made, it contained only 5 ingredients. This is not alleged. Actually, there was like real documented footage of this that Mr. Beast talked about how the bars were healthier than Hershey's and, you know, like a better alternative. And like they didn't have as much sugar as other candy brands or whatever. And so it was marketed as this sort of healthier alternative to chocolate. Right. And that they still tasted great. I got to tell you, I don't know if this was pre or post the change in formula. Spoiler, there was a change in the formula. But when Hannah and I went to VidSummit, you could just cough, baby. Are you fucking off?
Wrong tube.
Oh, my God. I'll drink some water, baby.
That's what hurt me.
Okay, but it helps after.
I trusted you.
That's what hurt me.
Oh, continue. I drink wrong tube.
Fuck you. You're so
good, keep going.
Good. You're so impassioned about Feastables.
I'm so fired up about Feastables.
Yeah, when Hannah and I attended VidSummit, of course, you check in and whatever, and you get your little goodie bag with all the stuff in it. First of all, basically empty. But second
love
of all,
love the side shade.
It was basically filled with a bunch of Mr. Beast crap.
That's what I'm saying. Which also were all tax write-offs because he's paying his own company to give it. Which would like,
it's very mass. VidSummit as a whole was very masturbatory. It was just very like, I am putting on this event where my company is sponsoring the event, and so I'm paying
myself.
Yeah.
And you guys are also paying me. Very, like, and also I said, fuck you when you guys wanted information.
Yes, and also food. Yeah. This is the other thing. We're going to circle back around to Beast Games here in a second. But I don't know if when we had Feastables at VidSummit, if this was pre or post formula change, but that shit fucking sucked. Hannah and I literally went to each other's hotel rooms. And I was like, have you tried this? And she was like, no. And I was like, eat your candy bar. Please try a piece of it. Because mine tastes like, actually, I didn't say anything because I didn't want to like influence
Mickey and
her.
I are, this is, and you know how I know this is true? Because Mickey and I, anytime we're eating something the first time,
We say, hold for response.
We said, hold on, I'm getting a call. I'm getting a call from my stomach.
Yeah, and then we do the verdict? Like a 3-2-1. I didn't want to influence her, so she tried it, and she was like, ooh. And I think hers was like milk chocolate or something, and she was like, oh, but I usually only like dark chocolate. And I was like, I have dark chocolate. Try mine. And she was like, ooh. Both of them tasted like fucking dog shit, dude.
God.
It tasted like somebody took the dust from the bottom of your suitcase and mixed it with Carinuba wax.
Also, question, are these protein bars? Or are these just...
No, they're chocolate bars. They're meant
to be
treats.
Not even protein, because if it's a protein bar, then I can accept some level of chalkiness.
No, it's meant to be fun. It's meant to be
a treat. It's meant to be a treat.
It was literally wax with dust in it. It tasted
That's
like
not a good review.
Like wax with like some old sugar that you found at the back of your pantry got homogenized with like some fucking car wax. It was really, and dust. It was disgusting. So I fucking knew full well. I was like, this man is a charlatan. This man is pulling off the biggest scam, allegedly.
Allegedly.
That we've ever seen. Because this shit's fucking disgusting. The other thing, we should talk about Beast Games. Because
talk about it.
Rosanna Pansino has been a whistleblower as far as the Beast Games things are concerned. There's a lot of allegations. Go watch the main channel video. But there's a lot of allegations.
Well, they can't yet.
Go watch it in a few days.
Watch it. Set a reminder.
Yeah. You can turn on notifications, actually, if you click the thing. There are allegations about Beast Games, which is a competition-style show that Mr. Beast is creating in...
My impression it's like Survivor.
No.
Oh, no.
No. No, it's not that cool.
I like to know as little about him. Everything I have learned has been against my will.
It's a competition style show that he's producing in tandem with Amazon Prime Video.
Oh, okay.
And so... First of all, it was supposed to be 1,000 people, but Mr. Beast decided that he wanted to make a YouTube video out of the first part of it, and then there would be the Amazon Prime Video part of it later. So there was 2,000 people that showed up to compete for the 1,000 spots to be on the actual Amazon show. So people were pretty upset about that, allegedly. That's like the word on the street. But then all of these allegations have come forward about there being a lack of food, about there being a lack of water, about people allegedly collapsing and being dehydrated, like all of this terrible, terrible stuff, right? And one of the accusations that I read was that allegedly the team was really not responsive to the contestants, like ask for water and food and other things and medication and menstrual sanitary or like menstrual products and like all
women's
of this stuff, right? And
second or
the statement, the quote that was included in the article said that allegedly the team seemed very disorganized and confused, right?
I guessed.
And immediately when I read that, I was like, I believe that accusation wholeheartedly, because you know where I have encountered a team that was really confused and disoriented.
Where we spent our own hard-earned money on.
Can I just tell you, by the way, VidSummit was not fucking cheap. I think it was like $1,300 a piece that Hannah and I spent.
I didn't know it was that much.
Granted, Hannah and I were like, it's mostly for us to hang out in person. And so like if it ends up being a wash, then it's fine. But like it was a lot of money, not including plane fare and like a hotel and all that stuff. I don't think anyways.
Also real quick, it's us.
Aw, it's cute.
It's Infinity.
Infinity and love.
And love.
But so we went to VidSummit under the impression, because they tell you that you're going to have catered lunches and like snacks and water and, you know, whatever, right?
For $1,300, you should be like that mildly was like, taken care of.
I fucking hope so. No, that was not my experience. At the VidSummit that I attended, this was the last one that happened in LA, not this most recent one in Texas. But at the VidSummit that Hannah and I attended, first of all, if you were not one of the first 10 people to get to the table where the poor hotel staff was putting out muffins and like fruit for breakfast.
Like the regular continental breakfast.
You didn't get food. And people fucking swarmed those tables because there was two locations where food was doled out for like at least 1,000 people, several hundred people, maybe more than that, I mean, honestly.
A large group
It was
of
a convention. So I mean, it wasn't as big as like VidCon or like Comic-Con, obviously, but it was like a large scale event. I mean, it was filling up all of the ballrooms at the LAX or the LA Convention Center, right? Like, this wasn't small potatoes. And there was not enough fucking food. If you didn't get there in the first 10 minutes, gone. But also for lunch, Hannah and I walked around and around and around and got the fucking, I was going to say something's inappropriate. we got the fucking runaround looking for fucking food and then eventually ended up finding a table that had some sandwiches left. That were lukewarm by that time, by the way, which also anyways, how sensitive I am about food being in the danger zone because I worked in food service. I take the danger zone very seriously.
Is someone calling you out in the room with us now? Are they in? As the audience is, hey, keep it down back there.
I know that some people are fine and like, you know.
One of our best friends, I had a sandwich, I had a burger left over hours outside, and we were at the bar, and they're like, hey, do you care if I have that? And I was like, I mean, honestly, I was probably going to throw it away at this point, because it's probably not safe to eat, and they're like, that's fine.
Oh my Devoured. God. I know. When they were over at our house hanging out the other day, we had ramen, and I put mine in a little container, and like, cleaned everything out, and put it away, and put it in the refrigerator, and theirs is still sitting on the counter, and I was like,
why it's still in the fridge.
I was like, I know you're fine with your food sitting in the danger zone, but it just makes you nervous, so I'm just gonna put it in the fridge for you. And they were like, okay.
But they don't have refrigerators.
Yeah, anyways, I'm very sensitive about the danger zone with food. And so we got these lukewarm ass fucking sandwiches with like lettuce and tomato, which, by the way, if you didn't know, tomatoes are one of the most likely foods to give people food poisoning at fast food restaurants because they're very volatile. And also they have a high water content. So
That makes sense.
Like something like lettuce, also when it goes bad, you're gonna be able to see it. Oh, little hair.
No, it was a bubble.
Oh, you had a hair in there. But yeah, so I was like really annoyed that we got food that had just been sitting out for God only knows how long. And then we got Beast Burgers another day. They were okay. They weren't that bad. I'll give them that.
I love the Beast Burgers were not that bad. Too, let me tell you. But
Again, like had to literally show up there 5 seconds after they dropped the food off because people swarmed it like locusts.
Because there wasn't enough food.
Well, and then there was one day that there was like, oh, it was dessert. That's what it was. They were supposed to give us like evening snacks or whatever. There was like brownies and cookies and whatever. And they were all gone. And so Hannah went up to one of the event organizers. I won't say who. Actually, you know what? I will. It was Daryl Eves. Hannah went up to Daryl Eves, who is like a very like YouTube guru, golden boy.
Okay. I don't know who this person is, but I love a name drop.
He also blessed us all with a sermon on the main stage of the event, which felt really inappropriate. But she went up to Daryl Eves, and I think it was Daryl Eves anyways, and said something about like, you know, things being disorganized or whatever. And it was like a very uncaring and just like
this is the way it is.
Unbothered affect about the whole thing. And it was like, oh. There was also someone who made a comment about how disorganized the event was on this little, it was like an app that you could download for conventions generally. And then you used a specific code to link to the convention that you're at. And so someone made a comment about the event being disorganized or whatever and got fucking bullied into oblivion by some of the people who were like speakers and like organizers of the event, by the way.
Huh?
Yeah. 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 They, it was literally like a call for feedback or something. And this poor woman got bullied into oblivion. Yeah. For voicing her opinion about the event. And I was just like, I left with such a bad taste in my mouth and was like thoroughly like, I'm never giving money to these fucking people ever again. And so when I read the accusations in that article, I was like, I believe that.
I remember having an argument at work and I remember specifically saying, I don't give a fuck how much money. Because also too, yes. if I had that much money to just fucking give, I would just do something with it. Yes. I would either do something for myself. I would do something for other people. Yes. I would just make something.
Can I just tell you one of my dreams?
I can think of 100 fucking things.
Yes. One of my dreams when having like fuck off money like that.
Yeah, I'll tell you. You tell me yours. We can just keep going. Okay. Great. Okay.
One of my dreams in having fuck off money like that is literally just to host a traveling event where people can just share community space and you get to like meet each other and like like for our Discord server but for people to meet each other IRL in a safe environment that's like moderated and where everybody's like like you have to submit proof of your like identity and credentials and like all those things before you meet so that it's like safe and it's not like like Craigslist meetups you know where it's like you're have like, an assurance that and like where there's staff to make sure that if you feel uncomfortable and like all of those things like I would love to just host a traveling event where people could just
and
like
then,
show up at their the closest like venue to where they live
in tandem with yours.
Yeah.
I've always, because I never got to go on Survivor, I really should audition again.
You should.
I never got to go. I was very close.
Aaron
I was so close.
Made it
I
to the second stage of auditions.
I like to think Jeff did see my video. I think Jeff saw my video.
Also, I listened to like several hours of the Survivor podcast in prep for the Mr. Beast video. So much more respect for the show after
that. I always have. Like, I love
them at even higher level
My
now.
Grandma, rest her soul.
Yeah.
I'm glad I got to learn enough about her when I did, but I think if I had known her much more when I was older, then it's like that thing you're like, oh fuck, you're like actually really racist.
Yeah, yeah.
But all the time we had together when I was a child and didn't know any better, perfectly fine.
She was like a parent.
But anyways, Survivor was our jam. Anyways, doesn't matter. I just think it'd be so cool to have like a little summer like outdoor rec when I
summer
that
camp.
Was my favorite thing growing up. Is we would like obviously, but like it would just be free.
Yes.
I would just have staff. Yes. I would make sure the staff was paid for and happy and good.
Yes.
And like, I just want to set up fucking, I just want to do the challenges. Yes. I don't give a fuck about nothing else. I'm not going to lie though. I would love to do some lying. On Survivor.
I've been listening to Brat too much. I thought you were going to say I'm going to do some lines. And I was Punkin, I don't want to do that.
I think there's so many other things that just came to mind for that. And I'm not going to talk about them. But I would just love, I think it'd be so cool.
Yeah.
It'd be so cool to just have like a traveling, like a circus, but like for obstacle courses and like kids, but we think include like self-confidence.
Yes.
And teamwork.
Exercises teamwork, to make you feel good
building.
About yourself.
Yes. And
yes.
like
confidence the building
phones
and empowerment.
Off to the side so no one's getting recorded,
yes.
being a silly little Billy
yes.
or eating
be
shit.
Be silly because no one's going to film this.
Oh, Wipeout is one of my favorite shows. Oh. Sorry, didn't mean to do that.
Yeah,
like,
no, that's okay. Yeah, I hear what you're saying though.
But like also, or like I would just love like a big old fat music studio, you know, where kids, you want to just come play on instrument? I don't give a fuck.
Yes.
Like someone broke a $500 guitar. I don't give a fuck.
Well.
I'll buy another one.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit? Like I'll buy 10 more.
Absolutely.
You want to break some guitars? Oh, I bet breaking guitar.
I bet that would be so fun.
Okay, if I can actually find one. So I bought a new one and then I returned it because I ended up not liking it.
Yeah.
I think I'm a strat. I'm a strat guy.
Yeah.
But,
I know what that means. Totally.
It's just the. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because I got a Telecaster. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Mickey totally knows what that means.
I too know what
that
means.
I just didn't like the. It just. Yeah, pretty much. but yeah, if I get another one, we should definitely whatever. Because my other one is the beater. We could just. Oh, but I feel like I. I would give that to you. I want you to know.
Really.
I would.
Can I just tell you though, this, okay, brief addendum. Honestly,
we'll
wrap up the Mr. Beast stuff here because fuck Mr. Beast. He sucks.
I have shown more empathy to dogs in the pound than I think he has to these people.
I've shown more empathy to people who've done me wrong.
You have. Honestly, that's true.
I genuinely
I'm like, Mickey, you could be meaner to them.
Literally fucking sobbing, full body sobbing about potentially hurting somebody's feelings.
Yeah.
When they've hurt me and have like really done me wrong.
Yeah.
But I feel so guilty about like not allowing them to be a part of my life and, like, you know, me receiving that behavior anymore.
I didn't hold the door for someone for a second longer and they, like, had to kind of push it open. I was like, oh my God. I was like, fuck, Aaron, you're such a
should
fucking...
I turn around?
I was like, God, you're such a piece of shit. And I'm like, no, yes. Aaron, that's not really how
no,
it works.
No, it's fine.
But,
yes.
Like, literally, like, that person who worked for his staff and was, like,
yeah.
Like in his fucking circle.
Yes.
He treated him like a fucking science experiment.
Yeah. And allegedly.
Like, allegedly. And then, like, didn't, like, I can't imagine watching someone go into a mental break
yeah.
and, like, just deteriorate
yeah.
like, inside and outside and yeah. then force them to, like, dance a little bit more, monkey, you want
literally.
Your money?
Yes.
Like, I would just be like, after he finished the, I was like, you could just have your 300 grand. You could,
literally.
You could just have it. Just,
at
like, thank you so much.
The first sign of mental distress, I'd be like, you know what, this was stupid.
Like,
never
bad
mind.
Idea, bad take,
the
bad take.
The first time that somebody from my staff was like, hey, it's not really going well, I'd be like, oh, fuck. I'd, like,
I didn't think about it.
Like, I'm yeah. so sorry. I'm a fucking idiot. So fucking dumb. Please take all this money. Take extra money, even.
We have teased and spent hours dissecting, yes. like, comments.
Yeah.
And interactions with people on yes. the internet more so than this man.
It's a real problem, actually, in our own content niche. I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm gonna. It's a real problem in our own, like, little corner of the internet that we're too nice.
Oh,
that, like, we I need to have more boundaries with the internet because we are too amenable to people's suggestions and people's asks,
and then,
that it turns into yes. people treating me like the giving tree online sometimes. And like, we need to fucking figure out how to dial it back, but I can't
so,
because I know what it feels like to be
like,
rebuffed and to be abandoned
yeah.
and like my worst fucking nightmare is making other people feel that way.
Yeah.
Like, I hate that. It, like,
I'm dead
it's
serious. You guys have no idea how many conversations we have. Like, that,
so
like,
many.
People, like, be nice. Be nice on the internet.
I know, please.
And also, like,
be nice to each other. Be nice to me.
If you wouldn't
fuck.
Say it to a big creator, then, like, don't be bringing that shit in here.
That's true.
Because, like, clearly Mr. Beast is over here fucking running.
My God.
Fucking having the time of his life.
I'm out here compulsing about using, like, inclusive language.
Yeah.
And, like, being like, we should refilm that whole video. We have actually refilmed a whole video.
I accidentally said a character's name wrong in a show, and I fucking compulsed about it for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And then it was like, can we even put this whole episode
and
up?
Mr.
Like, I don't
Beast
even know.
Is filming,
I don't even know.
Putting people in solitary
torturing
confinement.
Them. And meanwhile, people are like, he's the best creator on the platform.
Yeah. Also, I don't give a fuck what anybody says. Donating money to charity does not give you a fucking get out of jail free card.
Or even individual people's, because you're not helping community still. You're just helping,
yeah.
like.
I'm going to talk about it in the main channel video. There's a whole soapbox
so
that I have about
actually.
That.
I am, like, so fired up.
That's fair. Okay, so we're wrapping that
get
up. There's,
here. Get
there's going to be
here.
I'm going to talk about one more thing. There's going to be so many things that we're going to talk about in the main channel video. It's going to be very long and comprehensive. So if you want more of an explanation and also like more of my thoughts about the situation, like, go watch that. But I want to talk about.
That's a lot of water.
I want to talk about as our closing recommendation and or just a thing that I am really excited about. We, for reasons that we will not discuss, it's fine. We can talk about it. Our cat has a stress problem. She pees on things. And so she ruined one of our armchairs by just really going ham on the thing. I don't know where she got so much liquid.
So much piss.
So much pee.
There's so much piss. I picked up the chair and there's piss on the floor.
And it was dripping. It was everywhere. Everywhere. So we had to get rid of it because you're not going to catch me donating things to charity that are gross and broken. And
you broke that chair down like I have never.
So we dealt with it we would normally just like take it to the dump, but we didn't have time. So I was like, I'll get it to fit in the trash can. And I smashed it into pieces.
We only had one injury on the job site.
I know, and it was you. I'm so sorry.
It was me.
I'm so sorry. That was my fault.
It's okay. It's totally okay.
I accidentally knocked the chair into you and it scraped you real good.
It was a bit of a, because you thought I was holding it. I thought
I did,
you were holding it. It could have happened to anybody.
Yeah. But when I tell you that it unlocked a part of my soul that I mean, I guess I did kind of know it was there because I've been to a rage room before.
Yeah.
But it was the most, like, this was happening in the midst of me being in so much pain, like with my mouth.
The meds are doing so,
so
thankful you
also,
got your meds.
Oh my God.
Situated.
Yes, I had an appointment with a pain center in Tucson.
You are a medicated.
Oh God, I know. I'm taking meds 4 times a day now at like a high enough dose that my primary care physician, when I told them about it, they were like, "How are you tolerating a dose that high?" And I was like, "I don't know. I was like, I don't have a choice." Also, to be fair, I'm fat, so I do think I metabolize stuff differently.
Most definitely.
But
I think that's a possibility.
This was before I had pain meds, and so I couldn't eat. I couldn't open my mouth. I couldn't talk. We weren't kissing for like weeks, and it was really sad. And I was smashing this like recliner into
the God, it was incredible. I stood outside because I the window to the outside, and I just watched Mickey for like 5 minutes. And I was like, there's nothing I got. There's nothing for me out there.
The rage that I felt about my own body being useless to me was like channeled into this
I can only chair, describe
and it just felt so cathartic. It was so nice.
Like the 2001 A Space Odyssey when the monkeys discover tools, yeah. I think, and they start the hammer and they're just breaking and the music's playing and it's incredible. Yeah, that was...
It was one of those things where you're like, okay, this is a safe outlet for me to do this, you know? And it was like, I don't know. It was like, because I went to go hit it while it was in the dumpster to just like smoosh it down some more. And then I just was like, you know, I'm going to fucking hit this thing some more. And it was like...
They're like, and you get another one.
It was really cathartic. So if you have a rage room and it's like safe for you and your body, like near you, if you have a rage room near you and it's safe for you and your body to do that, like highly recommend.
Yeah.
Because I enjoyed it a lot. Okay. I was looking up advice and like cat behaviorist stuff about like why the fuck is my cat peeing on everything? Because I have a suspicion of why she's doing it, but none of the things that you would typically do to resolve that issue are working. And so I'm like, is it something else? But... I was looking at like recommendations for this and someone was like, yeah, you know, if your cat goes to pee on something in front of you, you shouldn't like move too quickly or yell or anything to startle them because it will like negatively associate it, but you're like hurting your cat.
Yeah.
Which like I don't disagree with. You shouldn't punish your cats or like try to scare them on purpose.
Which we don't.
But like they were like, you should gently pick up your cat and put them in the box to reinforce the proper behavior
while they're pissing.
But like, I think this is for people whose cats are just like peeing on the litter mat outside of the litter box, because like, I'm not going to pick up my cat while she's peeing in the living room and like,
oh, thank you for ruining another piece of, we have spent over $300 on dog beds. She only pees on one of our dog's beds and it's the youngest, it's the pup.
It's just Olivia.
It's little pup.
It's just
Savannah
Olivia.
Doesn't care. She's cool. She's like, fuck you, fuck you, you're cool.
Also, Olivia's 5, 6?
We've had her for years.
We've had her for 6 years.
Since she was a pup.
Now she hates her.
In this economy? Amazon's probably like, why do these people, how many dogs do these people have? Why do they continue to buy dog beds every single
Thankfully,
week?
Thankfully, I figured out the secret sauce so that we can wash them instead of having to buy new ones.
God, it's so demoralizing.
We spent $300 on dog beds in the past like 2 weeks alone. Like, we're poor. We don't have money. I keep telling all
your,
of our pets.
Your views directly contribute to helping us
Imogen's
keep our
fund.
Pets, keep this our
is,
pets
this is
comfortable.
This is a telethon for Imogen's piss fund.
How long do you think we could record? I bet we could do it for a long time.
Yeah,
bored,
we could have
if we
long
had, if
episodes.
We had activities, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
Anyways, with that.
I knew this episode was going
to
be long.
We're going to go. Well, we had 2 weeks to catch up on. I didn't say it like that.
If we missed anything else while we were gone that you guys wanted to tell us about, please tell us.
Please tell us. Let us know what you think. I love that I burped while you were talking, so you have to keep that in now. Sorry.
We have bodily functions.
I had orange chicken before we started this, and my tummy is a rumbly.
It kind of just a little bit. It went,
I thought you were talking about me, and I was like, no, I did not.
Okay, I think we need to be
done. We need to go.
Gotta go.
Love you the most.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.